Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for early showers and partly sunny mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunny 75 to 80. Sunday, sun, then some clouds mid-70s. And on Monday, cloudy with a chance of showers. We'll check the full details of that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at some stories we're following for you today. New York's domestic terrorism law will be used for the first time in the Buffalo mass killing. The charges against the youngest accused of fatally shooting 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket will be the first usage of New York's domestic terrorism criminal statutes. The law went into effect in late 2020, and the most serious charge, first-degree domestic terrorism, carries a penalty of life without parole. According to the State Division of Criminal Justice Services, there have been no previous arrests or arraignments in New York on domestic terrorism charges. Peyton Gendron, the white 18-year-old accused on the May 14th killings at the Tops Market in Buffalo, was indicted this week by a grand jury on 25 criminal counts, including domestic terrorism in the first degree. He pleaded not guilty in county court on Thursday. Salisbury Bank and Trust has a couple of employee promotions they want to announce. Two employees, as a matter of fact. Andrea MacArthur has been promoted to Vice President, Mortgage Advisor, Manager, Retail Department, and Manager. And most recently, since March of 2020, she had been a Mortgage Advisor in the Berkshire County market. She is a 2016 graduate of the Connecticut School of Finance and Management. Jean Staff has been promoted to Vice President, Wealth Manager, and Trust Administrator Coordinator. She's been with the bank for almost 12 years, playing key roles in the financial management at the Wealth Advisory Department. She's a 2019 graduate of the Connecticut School of Finance and Management and currently is a member of the bank's Leadership Development Program, Class of 2022. Today, you can get some early education at the Irondale Schoolhouse in Millerton at 5:30. The Irondale Schoolhouse, located at the Main Street entrance to the Harlan Valley Rail Trail in Millerton. The Board of the Schoolhouse Association will host guest speaker Susan Webb of Birmingham, Alabama. Webb is also known as School Marm Susan Webb. Earlier today, she'll be presenting a historical program to fifth graders from Weebatuck's Eugene Brooks Intermediate School, taking them back in time to 1890, with a presentation of what school was like back then. She'll dress in period clothing. She travels throughout the U.S. doing such programs to enlighten students and adults interested in early American education. At 5:30 today, she'll present a session for adults. There's limited seating for this free event. Pre-registration is required. If you're interested in attending, see if you can still sign up at Oblong Books or at 518-789-3797 or stop by 26 Main Street or on the web, oblongbooks.com. Pretty big weekend in our area. The huge Grange plant and rummage sale is happening. Times and days, well, they've been extended. Saturday from 9 till 3 and Sunday from 10 till 2. The Grange Hall is overflowing with donations. It's located at 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, just off Route 4 between Sharon and Cornwall Bridge. Signage will be out. Flowers, canna bulbs, vegetables, including heirloom varieties, are ready to plant and selling for $2. Rummage includes men's and women's clothing, including a large variety of dresses, both long and short, jewelry, two train sets, cosplay costumes, props, toys, games, craft fabric, electronics, pianos, benches, pews, books, bedding, kitchenware, and more. And that goes on Saturday and Sunday. Also, this Saturday, it's Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. 9 till 12 noon at the Falls Village Public Works Garage in Falls Village. It's for residents in Falls Village, Colebrook, Cornwall, Goshen, Harrington, Kent, Litchfield, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, and Torrington. You must have a ticket from your town hall to participate. The Housatonic Valley Regional High School Alumni Association invites you to a tribute to Ed Kirby on Saturday. Ed, of course, was beloved coach, teacher, and administrator at Housatonic. He'll be honored at the school on Saturday. The event will begin at 10 a.m., rain or shine, with the Ed Kirby Baseball Field in Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Attendees of all ages who feel suitably agile to hit a ball are invited to participate in a fun-filled batting practice at 10 a.m. For those less athletically minded, the principal, Ian Striver, will offer a tour of the high school. The tribute to Mr. Kirby will begin at 11 a.m. Speakers include Steve Black, Glass, class of 60, Pittsburgh Pirates pitching star and World Series champion, Wendy Gerstle, Housatonic class of 76, engineering geologist, hydrologist for 40 years in the western United States, Richard Dick Paddock, historian with the Beckley Iron Furnace State Park, and Ann Kirby, class of 71, who'll speak on behalf of the Kirby family. Principal Ian Strivewell as well, as chairman and vice chairman of the alumni board. Pat Allen will be speaking, class of 64, and Richard Gustafson, class of 59, offering welcome and remarks. All are invited to attend. Please acknowledge that you're going to go by emailing hvrhskirbyfield@gmail.com. And there's a Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day in Columbia County on Sunday, 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Columbia County Fire Training Station, 50 Grandetti Drive in Ghent, New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find various menus, tapas menus, and also specials every night for dinner. Interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,248.28. The NASDAQ at 12,316.90. And the S&P 500 at 4176.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.